times over bacon and eggs. We'll share a laugh and a story and even a wish on the breakfast dish. Bop, bop.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you come in.
Oh, hi.
Let me just...
I didn't see you.
Wait, I was talking to our listeners. Is it you that just came in? All right, anyway, let me just put down my corncob pipe. This is the 11th episode of The Breakfast Dish. I'm sitting in an... I was going to say sitting in an ottoman, but that's the footstool, right? I'm sitting in a fancy chair. There's a library and a fireplace. And while I thought my co-host was with me in this fancy library, it seems as though she's also coming in with you, the listener.
Yes, I've just come in and I'm sitting in the rocking chair that two people can curl up in, friendly giant.
Now, hold up. I'm the friendly giant?
Well, who's 6'4", buddy? Not me.
Did you bring the rocking chair or was that here in my fancy library? Did I know you were coming?
Has your mother not versed you on the friendly giant, the world of the friendly giant?
I know the big friendly giant. I think you have to say the whole thing.
He had this big speech, right? Like, welcome, come on in. The fire, there's a chair over here and a chair over here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I am not an animal. I'm a human being. I love the big friendly giant.
You're quoting the elephant man. He didn't have an elephant man. He had a giraffe and a rooster, for God's sake.
Did he have a giraffe and a rooster man? Anyway, we need to move on. This is The Breakfast Dish. Karen, what do we do on The Breakfast Dish?
Well, son, you and your mother, a.k.a. me, we talk to people about physically distanced, online, sometimes live but far away from each other, art of any sort that might be happening in Alberta during these times of stay away from each other.
And I am really excited to introduce our guest this time, but before we do that, I need you to explain to the listeners what you're wearing right now.
Don't make fun of mommy. Don't make fun of mommy.
Tell them about your sleeper headphones.
I have these headphones that, you know, go over my ears. They call them cans. They died. They're Bluetooth and they died and they're plugging and charging. But then I couldn't find my, you know, earbuds. So I had to put on these headphones that are sleeper headphones and they go around your head like a headband. Some people wear them running. I look a little bit like a Borg. I look ridiculous. There will be no pictures.
Sorry, a what? A Borg? Like a cyborg?
Because I have this like control thing on my forehead. And
all right. Well, clearly we're running out of time because you abbreviated cyborg to Borg. So let's quickly introduce...
Wait, don't you watch Star Trek? The Borgs, you will be assimilated?
No, I haven't watched enough Star Trek.
They're just called Borgs.
Listen.
Your mother raised you poorly.
Okay, all right. Let's get down to brass tacks. We are joined, and I'm so sorry that he had to sit through and listen through all of this, by Andrew Cooper from Jupiter Theater. Andrew, how you doing?
Hello, I'm doing well. Good morning.
Andrew, we won't talk about what you're wearing because you have a lovely frog moped painting in the background of your Zoom call right now.
It's a Vespa frog, yes. He's on a Vespa, and he's the Vespa frog. Yeah, he's very chic European on his Vespa.
Listeners, me and Andrew discovered that we are very close to neighbors, and we also discovered that there's cool construction happening right outside. So you might hear a cool drill in between one of our bits. And if you do hear that, it means the bit was so funny that we couldn't get rid of it, even if there was construction.
He couldn't edit it out.
That's right. There's also one of those scoop truck things, but like the little mini ones that like scoop up the dirt.
We got Vespa frogs, we got sleeping headphones, and we got scoop trucks.
What else do you need?
Right? We don't even have to talk about any other art. We've entertained the people already.
Yeah, that's actually it. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll actually, if you want to say your social medias. Andrew, we've placated it long enough. You are here to talk about...
We've what? Oh. We've what long enough?
Placated it? We've placated it?
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Doesn't that mean like humoring it and pushing it aside?
Placating it, it's like, okay, settle down, calm down.
Right, like, okay.
But
there.
We didn't do anything we didn't placate
Listen,
him.
Andrew's getting real excited.
Maybe we beat around the bush. We've been beating around the bush a little bit.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right, okay, well, Karen, how would you intro to him then?
Andrew Cooper, Artistic Director of Jupiter Theater. I'm so excited to talk to you about the Explore podcast. Tell us everything about it.
Oh my goodness, I could talk for hours. I'll just give you a little snippet and we'll go from there. So basically, it's a podcast series and it's an anthology of fictional stories that are site-specific. So that just means the stories are made up, but they're based on locations in Calgary's inner city. So we've chosen some secret locations around different neighborhoods in Calgary, and then we gave those locations to writers, and they made up some fantastic stories, and then the listener will take their device and their headphones and go listen to this podcast at those locations.
Will the listeners be ridiculed if they show up at those locations in their sleeper headphones?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Sleeper headphones are encouraged.
Unless the listener's son is there, then they might be ridiculed, but that can't be up to Jupiter Theater. That's not their fault.
Son, it may just be that I was at the premiere on Friday.
Yes.
Right. Because this is being released on Monday. Not the 7th. Is it the 7th? It is the 7th.
It is the 7th.
I know it's the 7th because that's today.
Because it's today.
I will tell you that on Friday, not when we were recording this, because we're recording this today and releasing it today, but on Friday, I went to the premiere, and on Thursday, I was super excited about going. I had my ticket booked already. I had my sleep phones on. I was really looking forward to it, and I bet I was completely blown away.
Andrew, how did you and your team decide on the secret locations? Like, what were your factors? And also, how many did you choose? Are you allowed to tell me that? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. There's a number of things, I guess. So we wanted a mix of well-known and less well-known locations. So some of these are places that I found on the internet through, like, forums or chat rooms or whatever. There's like an urban exploration group that I stumbled in, and I was like, oh, people like do this. They like explore cities and stuff. And some of them are places that I've been that I felt connected to. So we found six to start. Our first season's going to have six episodes. So they're coming out every 2 weeks, starting on the 4th, which was last Friday.
That's right.
And every 2 weeks since then, that's right. Yeah, so we have six to start, and we have a few more secret locations hidden. We wanted to find locations that were compelling and that had a story, or that we felt that writers could create a story. So the first one's a really good example, and I can talk about it because it's not a secret
anymore. That's right.
By the time that this is released.
Wait, let's get real here. Just a minute. Let's be honest with our listeners. We're recording this on Thursday. The premiere is Friday.
Oh, cat's out of bag.
No!
I have my ticket booked for Friday. I've already seen clues to the secret location on the interwebs, on Facebook, and I'm waiting for my special email that's going to tell me where I have to go on Friday for my staggered entry, and I don't want it.
You want to keep it a secret?
I could take my sleeper phones off and you guys could talk about it. But seriously, I don't want to know.
Listeners, I have to be honest. I don't have a corncob pipe. I'm not in a library. I don't have a fancy chair or an ottoman.
No, you can't. No.
No, it's true. Come on. No, Karen started a good trend, and now we need to follow through. And you know what? The only thing we've been honest about this time, honestly, listeners, is the Vespa frog and the sleeping headphones. That's really
okay, those are true. The other thing is Griffin really is a big friendly giant. That part's true,
It's true. But seriously, since it's not a secret anymore.
I do like this idea of you taking off your headphones, because I think I know the location. So take off your headphones and it'll just be...
Hopefully I can't read lips because my headphones are off now. Wave at me when I should come back in.
Okay, it'll just be me and Andrew now.
Okay, it's just us two.
Hit me.
Okay, so I'll tell you about the first location. It's called The Folly, or Dead Man's Castle. And it's in Rideau Park, and it's right by the river, and it's on this weird little bike path. And basically it's this... this mansion was built out of sandstone in the 20s by this guy named Lindsay.
Wait, a mansion built out of sandstone?
Yeah, because sandstone was this big thing after this huge fire in the end of the 19th century in Calgary. And it like destroyed downtown. So they're like, let's start building everything out of sandstone. So he took a bunch of sandstone from this old church that had been knocked down and started building this mansion out of it. But he went bankrupt. And he never finished it. And then when he died, his widow inherited it, but she didn't do anything with it. So over the last 100 years or so, it's just been slowly like degrading and being worn down by time. And now it's just like a couple of walls and a little bit of a foundation slab. And it's like this creepy thing and there's graffiti all over it. And when I found this, I was like, this is so crazy and cool. It's like you like...
This is rad.
Yeah, it's like you came into this old ruin, but it's like right in the middle of like the Southwest. It's very bizarre. So it was such a like evocative location. And then we gave that to a writer and they came up with this amazing horror story that unfolded in this mansion that like travels through time and space and stuff.
6 or 7 years ago, I would have walked on that location and been like, I'm not going to tell anybody about this. I'm going to throw parties here.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my spot now.
Yeah.
Okay, Karen, put your headphones back on, Karen. Me and Andrew just did a big choreographed waving motion.
We were just waving. Yeah, we're back.
Judging by all the activity and laughter, I've figured it out. It's going to happen in that weird murder plus 15 between the Mount Royal Parkade and the Tower Parkade.
Ooh, yeah.
What? Why is it called the murder plus 15?
Oh my God, it's the creepiest, most awful plus 15 in the city.
That sounds like a good future location for an episode.
It is. I'll tell you all about it, seriously.
So basically, we just found a bunch of cool places. I've been exploring the city a lot because I'm still kind of new to Calgary. And I was
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I just moved here, like, really full time. It hasn't even been a year. Like, I moved here last September. So I'm super new to the city. From BC. I'm from Kamloops. Yeah, so I'm new, and I go for a lot of walks because I like to check out the city I now live in. And I found a bunch of locations, and the ones that really struck me, we are creating stories for them now.
Let me dive into that for a second, because you came here, you were recently involved before you came to Calgary with Chimera Theater, right?
That's right.
And
yes.
So you brought the values and the ideals of Chimera Theater here to Calgary. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, and like, so part of the Chimera thing was this idea of like hybridization, that a Chimera is like a lion's head and a goat's head and a dragon and a snake and all these things. And that's kind of how I... like, that's my philosophy of theater. Like, you put all these people with different backgrounds and different ideas together, and you come up with this new thing that no one of them could have come up with, this, like, hybrid thing. So that's one of my, like, philosophies of theater. So I did kind of bring those ideas here, and I'm still exploring that.
And what's your philosophy behind Jupiter Theater? Is that there'll be one person that's a huge, enormous storm?
I just like space a lot.
I just wanted to make theater in a galaxy, damn you.
I just love space. Yeah, well, part of the idea is movement and music. So that there's this planet, and it's always in movement because it's made of gas, but then there's all of these moons. There's like 78 moons moving around it, so there's like crazy choreographed thing. And I'm also a dancer and choreographer, so that kind of movement is interesting to me. And then there's this thing that the planets emit radio waves, and if you can tune into them, you can actually like hear the planets like sing. I'm putting those in air quotes. So there's this kind of like movement and music of the solar system, and that I find really compelling. So I'm kind of exploring that in my work. So a lot of my theater work before the pandemic has a, like strong musical elements and a lot of movement and choreography to them.
Wait, Jupiter has 78 moons?
Yeah, it was the largest, the highest number, but then Saturn, they just discovered more, and Saturn's now at 85 and has the top position for moons. And I'm like, curse you, Saturn!
I did a show for the Science Center, probably before you were born, Andrew. And I feel like at that time I was like, yeah, Jupiter has 11 moons. Like,
probably. They just keep finding them. They keep getting smaller and smaller and farther and farther away. And they're like, well, they're here now.
Space is lousy with them.
How do they know they're meant for Jupiter? How do they know they're not our moons? They just went off on a little walk.
Well, maybe they did. You know, it's a possibility.
They're exploring.
Oh, bringing it back. And the explore thing, now that you're mentioning it, that's sort of the tagline of Jupiter Theater, is theater that explores. So that's another thing that we're trying to dive into, and this sense of like the next step for humanity is like getting to Mars and then getting to the asteroid belt and then getting to the Jovian system. So we're trying to like push the edge of what theater is. That's sort of another part of the Jupiter Theater name, and that's part of where this podcast name came from, is like we want people to go out and explore their city to get outside and like be around people, but not like very close to people, so physically distant, but like actually getting outside. Because when I started the pandemic, I was just like, I'm at my house all the time, I'm working from home, I'm never going outside. So going out for walks and runs was like really nice and kind of cathartic for me, so I wanted to like give that to other people, I guess.
Did you just say you started the pandemic? You said when I started the pandemic.
Yes, when I personally...
Ooh. All this time, I didn't know who to blame.
It was me. I'm so sorry. When I started, in the pandemic, or like when the pandemic started for me, I don't know. Don't tell anyone.
How about we stop pointing fingers there, sleepy headphones? Now, I think the branding for the Explore podcast is so genius because I know you explained the Explore side of it, but I want to see if I can interpret one more meaning from it because in the branding...
Okay, go for it.
In the branding, the lore of Explore is in brackets, and then there's EXP. So obviously there's the lore, which, you know, is the history of Calgary's landmarks and areas. But, and this is something that only clicked for me a few days ago, it also has EXP before the lore, which in a lot of video games is experience.
Yeah.
So you're experiencing lore. Explore.
Yes!
Dude, that's...
You got it, man!
That's so smart. That's crazy smart. That's...
I figured that out, too. I just want to see if you guys could figure it out.
That's actually great, Karen. Which video game have you played that that EXP means experience? Could you list one?
Pong.
Well, my favorite video game...
I'm level 12 in Pong.
Yeah, I've got so much experience points. Yes, that's totally it. So there's kind of like an inner pun on that we're you're going out and exploring, and that's the site specific part, and then you're experiencing the lore. So a lot of these stories come from, as we talked about before, when Karen was away with her headphones, like from that site, from the actual history of that location. So you're experiencing this lore in a new way and through a fictional lens.
And are some of your writers, are all of your writers Calgarians that maybe knew this lore, or are some of them, what do you call them, expats? Like you've come into Calgary recently. Are all of your writers learning this lore at the same time as writing about it?
Yeah, I think there's a mix. So they're all Calgarian based now, but yeah, some of them are from other parts of the province or other places. So yeah, I think that some people know a lot about these areas, and some people are just learning about it now and experiencing it or exploring it in the moment as they're writing and stuff, which I think is kind of fun that there's this research element. And I think that's part of the fun for the listener too, that they're going to have this moment of like, oh, I didn't know about X, Y, Z. I didn't know that was here. I didn't know that history of this place. And so we're hoping to play with that a little bit and to also let people know more about Calgary, this cool city we call home now.
I have to tell you this story, Griffin. I just have to tell you a mom and dad story just for a minute.
Oh, right now in front of Andrew?
Yeah. Is it okay? It's cute though, because it's just in case you didn't know.
I guess it's kind of like it's the whole draw of our podcast. It's the mom and son thing. Yeah, yeah.
If I need to remind you, your father and I are celebrating our anniversary today,
what?
By the way. So this is a good day to bring this up. Yeah, okay.
Happy anniversary. We might be going for supper tonight. So I do know. Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So when I first met Daddy, I was living in Edmonton, and he was trying to convince me.
One second, I'm going
to
put a nix on that.
Okay.
I will stand for mommy. I will stand for mom. I will not stand for daddy. We might have him on the podcast one day, and I will not hear him say daddy. Oh.
Kevin was living in Calgary, and I was living in Edmonton, and he wanted to convince me to move down here. So he brought me down for a weekend, and he took me to his favorite parts of Calgary to convince me that I should be here. So he took me to Scotsman's Hill, and he took me to the 1886 restaurant in Eau Claire. He took me to the bird sanctuary. So he just took me to he helped me explore Calgary and made me want to move here. So if not for that boy, you wouldn't be here.
That's amazing.
I kid you not. I independently, or maybe not independently, maybe I'm just forgetting when he told me that he did this. I did the exact same thing. For a while there, I was seeing a girl who was not living in Calgary, and I brought her to Urquhart's Park, which is that hill up by our place, or by your place. Devonian Gardens, when it wasn't as tightly, it was a lot more wide, it was the whole upstairs rather than just now the food courts, and Sandy Beach. I did the exact same thing.
So romantic.
Just to bring it full circle, my partner was born here and has been living here for 30 years. And that's how I've been exploring the city, is that she's like, let's go to Inglewood or Kensington or Bridgeland. And like, let's go to this park. So that's something we still do. Like, we just went yesterday for another walk, and I'm like, I've never been in this park. And that's where some of these locations came from, was like, she took me on walks in neighborhoods that she likes.
There's a times that we're in Calgary, Kevin and I go somewhere, and I go, I've never been where I am right now. I've lived here now 27 years, and I've never been in this part of Calgary. I've never seen what I'm seeing right now.
For sure. I think that's why the Explore podcast is such a genius idea. Andrew was explaining to me the first location, and I was like, I've never been there. I didn't know. I've lived here for 24 years, and I have no idea what he's talking about. I went on a bike ride with my dad not even a week ago. We were riding by parts in the river, and I was like, oh, so there's a rapid park here? I didn't know that. All right, cool.
Yeah, one of the ideas is to give listeners a new perspective. If they're new, like I am, to be like, here's an introduction to the city, or if they're long-time residents, like, here's something you didn't know, or here's a new place that you haven't heard about.
I am so excited to, I mean, I was so excited, and boy, oh boy, it was great on Friday night when I
Listen,
went.
Karen, we've already pulled back the veil. You don't have to relapse back into this. I'm so proud of you.
You know what you could be excited about, though, Karen? Because they're coming out every 2 weeks, the one on September 18th has Griffin in it.
Ooh, I didn't know if that was cool to announce. I am in it. Yes.
It's coming around.
Griffin, honey, are you an actor?
I'm a what?
Are you an actor? Are you acting in the
no,
place?
No, no. I spend all my time in this library with my corn cob pipe.
That's right. And the burning fireplace.
I'm like the narrator from Drowsy Chaperone.
It's important that you all know, though, and listeners, that I had my spot booked for this premiere before you were ever hired to do anything for the podcast.
That
is
true. That's absolutely correct. I can confirm that.
This is my favorite kind of do something different theater. It is my favorite kind of thing to do. So you had nothing to do with it, boy. Love you as I do.
Yeah, whatever. I've heard that before.
Let's say tomorrow is supposed to be a beautiful day, and it really is. Tomorrow being Friday the 4th, which is the premiere.
And it really
and
is.
It's supposed to
it
be,
really is.
It's supposed to be a beautiful day. I'm going to go. I'm going to walk around. It's going to be great. Let's say all of a sudden it was a thunderous, horrible night of storming. Let's say that happens. Can I still enjoy the premiere tomorrow night?
Yeah. So if you don't want to go up first, I'd be like, bring an umbrella.
You wimp.
But if you don't want to brave the outdoors, there's lots of options. So first, it's a podcast, so you can actually listen to it anytime you want. So if you still want to go to the location, go on Saturday, go on Sunday, go on Monday, whatever. Just like take your phone and do it. Or for people who aren't in Calgary, because it's a podcast, you still can enjoy the entire story no matter where you are. So I have friends from BC or
people who have moved away from Calgary. They can relive it. And actually, I have been trying to make sure that I do have some friends and acquaintances during stay away from each other, don't go outside times that are housebound or elderly or differently abled. And so I'm making sure that I'm telling them all about the things that they can do that are theater wise, that are online or et cetera, the reason for this podcast, because they used to go to the theater three times a week and now they're looking for something theatrical.
Yeah, and that was the other reason to do this is you can enjoy this. So we'll have images and the map and everything on the website. You can just go there and you can still listen to the story no matter where you are. Just like a podcast, you could listen to it in the car, on the run, or whatever. But we are encouraging people to go to the location because that's sort of the missing element. Something that I really felt when I was taking in a lot of digital theater, a lot of streams, or a lot of recordings was the sense of like a shared experience or the liveness and the like ephemeral nature of it.
Yes.
So instead of having live actors, what we're trying to do is that this like live element is the location. The location sort of is the setting and the actor. So you go there and you can experience it in real time at the location.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get the sense of going to the theater. You get up, you get dressed, whatever, you go. But you're not going to a building. You're going to a location, an outdoor place to listen to this story.
And you have loads of elbow room.
And that is actually probably an important distinction to make, is that the going to the actual location is like an added element, but it doesn't actually take away from the actual story of the podcast. It's like a little Easter egg behind the scenes. Coochie coochie, don't tell anybody.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And if you're really keen, there may be little Easter eggs even for those who go to the location. So there's like little even more things. So if you want to go there and like stand in one spot or sit down and just listen to it, great. But if you go around and walk with it, sometimes there you can find extra little
elements. It's just Andrew walking around in an Easter Bunny costume putting Cadbury eggs
yes,
in the
exactly.
location.
And they're like, there he is!
In the middle of the podcast, you'll go, take four steps north and you'll find a milk dud.
You're like, what?
It's theatrical geocaching is what it is.
Yes, that's a good way.
Three steps left and you'll find a Kit Kat in the knot of a tree.
Don't eat it. It's been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like, we're joking, but it's sort of like, yeah, like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Slash
yeah.
geocaching, slash Pokemon Go, like there's a little bit of all these things that you just go out and do it in the real world. That's the thing that we really wanted to get people out of the house if they're able to.
Have I mentioned I'm excited? Am I putting you on the spot if I ask you to tell us some of your writers, or maybe just the writers of your premiere on Friday, September 4th?
I can totally tell you the writers. So some things that we're keeping a secret are like the future episode names, or like who's in some of them because we're releasing that as we go.
Right.
But yeah, so The Folly, which is already out, was written by Madeline Hunter Smith, who is a fabulous young writer from the University of Lethbridge. They're really fantastic. Our next episode is by Krista Marushi. That one's been announced. It's called The Dangerous View. And then after that, future writers are Troy Emery Twigg, who's a Blackfoot writer. I'm writing an episode. Krista actually has another episode. And then we have a co-writing team, Cody Rolian and Maggie McKenzie, who are working on our sixth episode. And then, like I said, we have a few more in the works, but we haven't announced any of those yet.
I'm so excited to hear Maddie's script. I played D&D with Maddie, so I have an idea of what goes on in her mind.
Wow, she is so fabulous.
Yeah.
Is Maddie the actress that was in your workshop of the Jurassic script?
No, that's Madeline Taylor Gregg.
Gotcha,
is Madeline Hunter Smith.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
but they're
you.
Both from U of L.
They are both.
I've U of met L. both. I'm being name-ist. I can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
That's not anything.
So, well, the whole Karen thing might be a little name-ist. If
that's
you know
true.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
So,
thank you.
Here's another fun fact about Griffin and I, besides us being neighbors and we could like wave to each other from our balconies. My mother's name is also Karen. It was a very common name at the time, which
sure.
is where I think this comes from. But then I'm like, no, Karen's my mother and she is so lovely. And now she has a bad name.
I do. It is interesting that I've never started feeling like such a visceral anger towards people that I didn't know on Twitter when they'd be like, oh, freaking Karen talking to the line. I'm like, shut up, Devin XX.
Like, she's
who
a nice
you?
Lady. Don't talk to
that's
my,
right.
my mother.
Ah.
I would like to talk to the managers of social media, please, to see if they can stop
right.
using my name.
Now, I think, and again, someone jump in if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the male version of Karen has been slowly talked about, and I think it's Kevin.
It is Kevin. It totally is.
So
Kevin.
That's my parents' names are Karen and Kevin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Which
oh,
is
that's
too
so
bad.
Funny.
It's an Australian. I think it came even from a video where some Australian guy's yelling at a goat and he's going, Kevin, Kevin. And it sort of started there. So when Kevin and I went to Australia a couple of years ago, his sister who lives there was making so much fun of him because she'd yell his name and people would laugh because that's
there was like a meme there?
Because that's the goat
Aww.
Guy.
The goat guy.
I didn't know that story. That might be pretty funny.
I think that's it.
I love
but
that.
Yeah, your parents are memes. Embarrassing memes.
The other thing that Andrew and I share is, and this is a nice time to thank our sponsors, is that we both our projects, The Breakfast Dish and Explore Podcast, have been made possible by the Calgary Foundation, the Calgary Arts Development, and the Rosé Foundation. Oh my God, don't tell anybody I goofed
Start it up. Again.
No, it's too late. My name's, hi everybody, welcome to the 11th episode of The Breakfast Dish. Oh no.
Yeah, so we got funding from the same stream through the Rosé Foundation. We actually did get funding through the Canada Council for the Arts for Explore as well.
I knew that, that's why I goofed
it. But the thing that I really loved about that is that so much of the funding that was coming out in March and April and May was recovery funding and like resiliency funding, but the Rosé Foundation, because they're smaller and they're more pointed, were able to go like, okay, let's start getting new content ASAP. So it was the online programming grant, and they were giving money to do new things, and that's exactly what was needed in that moment. And yeah, now we get to be doing this interview and we're doing this Explore podcast, and like so many great things came from that.
Totally. I mean, we've talked about Mac Brock's Theatre Alberta article a couple times on this podcast in terms of like the current world state of theater needs the kind of new and innovative emerging artist kind of formula to make anything happen. But you know, when we got the grant and talking to Simon, he was I know one of Simon's at the Rosé Foundation's philosophy is, even after this, maybe theater should have some kind of digital or online presence anyways, always. So that, yeah, it is something, there is recovery funding, but there is also, you know, in a whole other way, innovation funding, which is really what it should always be.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I'm hoping that this Explore podcast, we're starting with this first season, but after that, it's something I've been enjoying so much. And the response so far has been so great. And so many people are excited for it and excited about it. And
me, I am.
We've been having such a great time. So I'm like, I'm going to do this every season now. Like, I just want to keep doing it more and more and more and just keep building on this fun adventure we're going on.
And we veterans of the theater world need you youngins to innovate. Seriously, we're tired. We can't think of new ways to do it. You have to do it.
I guess I just need some clarification on who in this conversation is a veteran and who in this conversation is a youngin'.
Well, are you both younger than me? Ergo, you are both youngins.
Fair enough.
Sure. If I was 39, you'd call me a youngin.
Well, all I'm saying is I've done this for longer than you've both been alive on the face of the earth.
That's
so
fair.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of cool ways we can do this, but I'm counting on you guys to find the new forms. I'm busy.
Great. We'll keep doing it. We'll keep pushing it. Keep exploring new ways.
Nice. That's it. Well, listen, this might sound like a cop-out, but there have been times where, when I was still living at home, Karen was like, how about this cool thing that we could try? And then 2 months later, there was an announcement being like, here's a thing happening, and it was very close to Karen's idea. So it's not that you don't have the ideas.
I just don't have the energy. I don't have the drive or the money.
I don't know. I didn't really want to get into what you don't have. That feels like...
I'll just start phoning you two with my ideas, and then yes. You guys take them away.
Well, you guys are doing this thing right now. This is sort of like theater right now. That's we're right. Like performing. There's an audience.
There's the Vespa Frog.
There's the Vespa Frog.
If there's anything good that's come out of the pandemic, it's I get to do this podcast with my boy. It is aww. The best.
I'm about to ask Andrew to plug all his things. But before we do that, do you want to talk about your two other podcasts that you've started on your podcast tirade since we started The Breakfast Dish?
Really? You're going to let me plug the other podcasts?
I've asked you to plug social media sometimes and you went, no one needs to hear that. And then moved on. So now we're making a section of it.
I love you. I would love to tell you about the other two podcasts. Myself and Stephanie Wolf, an excellent actor-improviser in Edmonton, and I have started two podcasts. One is called Scam Time, where it's just the two of us talk about scams that we've either fallen for or other people have fallen for or historical famous scams of the past. And we've also started a podcast about bridging the gap between generations who assume things about each other, and we've titled it Bridging the Gap Between Generations Who Assume Things About Each Other. So it's two 54-year-old ladies interviewing people of completely different generations than we are and finding out what 7-year-olds assume about 54-year-olds and 54-year-olds assume about 7-year-olds. All of those can also be found at my socials, Mrs. N. Diamond on Twitter or Karen Johnson Diamond on Facebook or The Broad Gap on Instagram, I think.
Fun. Right. Wow, you're everywhere. I love it.
Listen, we've talked about our own podcasts enough. Andrew, where can people find the first episode of the Explore podcast?
Yes, it's found wherever podcasts are found. So it's on that's Apple Podcasts, answer. Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah.
And if you want more information about it and episodes and the locations, etc., you can go to the website, which is theaterjupiter.com/explore.
And where are you guys on social media? What are Jupiter's socials?
It's Theater Jupiter, yeah. Theater Jupiter is the same for Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Oh my God, did I introduce you wrong? Wait a minute, is your company Jupiter Theater or Theater Jupiter?
Our company is Jupiter Theater, but our handles are Theater Jupiter because there's good. Actually right. A Jupiter Theater in Jupiter, Florida.
Well, I was also going to ask you your personal socials, if you feel comfortable sharing them.
Yes, I can share my personal socials. I'm at Andrew G. Cooper 22 on the Instagrams, the Twitters, and the Facebook. Oh, no, I'm not really on Facebook anymore. I usually mostly just Twitter and Instagram, but it now, is Andrew G. Cooper 22.
We've made some bold statements that Facebook is dying, and it's not wrong.
Yeah, like I have a personal Facebook, but I don't really use it. I use it for theater stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining us.
This was great. Thanks for having me. This was so much fun.
Podcast on podcast on podcast. I've already thanked our sponsors, so I will say that the intro music you just heard and the outro music you're about to hear is by Alexandra Kalman. All graphic design have been done by Morgan Ermter. You can find me on social media as at Griffin Cork. Make sure to download the Explore podcast when it comes out, and also The Breakfast Dish is also available on everywhere that you get your podcasts. Karen, before we get into your events, I do want you to ask Andrew a breakfast-themed question, as Karen is a professional improviser. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
What did they eat for breakfast on Jupiter?
Clouds.
I thought you were going to say clowns.
Wow. I did too. Clowns.
With Milky Way? I don't know.
Oh,
clouds with Milky Way.
Milky Way for breakfast is money.
Or Moon Crunch? I don't know.
Clouds would be a good cereal. That would sell.
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't know what it's made out of, but if you made a cereal called Clouds, yeah, I'd buy it.
Marshmallow.
Yeah, it's like just the Lucky Charms marshmallows. Just the
but
cloud
But it's just
ones.
The marshmallow yeah. bits and some Milky Way in there.
Talking about breakfast for a second, I think I read about that. I think they've actually now Lucky Charms is doing something where you can now buy just the marshmallows.
That makes sense.
Maybe I dreamt
and
that.
And have that as cereal?
There's that Captain Crunch cereal that's just called Oops All Berries, which is, I think, really good. Karen, what other events are happening this week on online, distantly, digitally?
I'll tell you. If you would like to go in person, but distant, very similar to what Jupiter Theater is doing with Explore, the Container by Springboard Performance series, the Container series. So there's that Container Park on 1020 2nd Avenue Northwest. This is dance, theater, music, and interdisciplinary works that were in their final phase of productions from the university and from different Springboard and different companies. They were in their final phases of production right before everything got shut down. So now they can do them at this Container Park. Lots of space. You can be live and in person and watching things, but you don't have to sit right next to your people. And here's some of the things that you can see at the Container Series featuring Change YYC, Cowtown Collection, Heather Cant, Jocelyn Ma, Savannah Harvey, Tim Tamashiro, who I went to college with, and Wagon Stage Children's Theater. So you can go to springboardperformance.com/container, just the R, like the kids do these days. And also, if you go to wordfest.com, they've taken WordFest on air, and they're calling it WordFest's Imagine on Air. And they're interviewing two authors, and I'm super excited about this. So one author is Thomas Homer Dixon, and he's talking about his new book, Commanding Hope, The Power We Have to Renew a World in Peril, which seems timely.
Jeez, and kind of on point.
I bet he started writing it even before we were in pandemic peril. So they're having live interviews. So that one is happening September 10th at 7 p.m. And it's a free live stream. It's a 45-minute conversation. And you can find all about that at wordfest.com. The other author is Frederick Backman, who wrote, and I think a lot of people know this book, A Man Called Ova. Have you guys read that?
No.
Oh, my Lord. It is the most beautiful book about this cantankerous, opinionated old man who reminds me so much of my late stepfather. Anyway, he wrote a new book called Anxious People, a would-be bank robber who disappears into thin air, and eight extremely anxious strangers who find they have more in common than they ever imagined. I loved A Man Called Ova so much, I cannot wait. So if you would like to hear this conversation with Frederick Backman, it's September 12th at 12 noon for this conversation. That one is $8 for that live stream. But if you sign up for either of these live streams, WordFest sends you a neat little doggy bag as well. After the event, you get this little treat bag.
And if you use the coupon code BREAKFASTDISH, you'll get 10% off. That, I'm lying. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to...
Well, you do off the free one.
That's right.
It's 10% less than
you can
free.
You put the coupon code anywhere. It doesn't actually matter because I was just practicing for when we do get ad money.
Let's use Breakfast Dish coupon code for Explore, which is already free, but you can get it 100% off.
That's right.
So yeah, if anybody goes there, if anybody has gone there for the premiere on Friday, what I hope you did is yelled the Breakfast Dish just super loud, kind of into the ether, and people will know.
Andrew,
thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, this was so much fun. Thank you so much.
All right, now both of you get out of my library. I'm smoking this corncob pipe.
Okay, bye, friendly giant. Do 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 do.
I thought you were doing a funeral march. Do 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 do.
This has been The Breakfast Dish.